real booking Cry Me a River. Welcome to Book It. I'm your commissioner, Lil X Fudge, and today we are so far just here with one of our GMs, Damone D Money.
Hey guys, sorry, I apologize for Kenny's absence. He's busy in an anus exploding death match right now, so he'll be with us soon.
Yeah, bad guy will be showing up probably about 15-20 minutes into our broadcast today. But I think
he's planning on losing. He really wants to lose that anus exploding death match.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be. Oh, I don't know why I was gonna say mind blowing. That's not what's getting blown at all. the bad guy is not a deadbeat dad like Rey Mysterio. So he had some business to attend to. He'll be with us soon. But today we are continuing our global draft series. We have drafted rosters for all of our major wrestling companies. And last week, we booked our first show. We booked an indie show. It was action-packed, storyline light, and full of flips and indie bullshit that you will love. And this week, we are taking our talents to New Japan Pro Wrestling, where we are going to book what is hopefully a pleasing New Japan card for you guys with the roster we have. But the problem is that I've recently started watching New Japan due to the fact that none of us watch New Japan. And we've all, like, if you just go back and listen to Book It, this is a very not knowledgeable on New Japan podcast. Like, we know all things, like, about the Fed. We've had some, like, strong AEW fandom. Mike loves WCW. Kenny and I love ECW. You know, Travis knows about the territories. We have knowledge about wrestling, but with New Japan, it's a huge blind spot for us, and I'm trying to fix that because Nick Nemeth's there. But
I was gonna say, you're not watching New Japan for the good of the podcast. Watch New Japan because Nick Nemeth showed up there,
and also Matt Riddle won a title. That's nice too. Mustafa Ali is making an appearance. They're booking all the faves. They're doing it right. I don't give a shit about Okada.
Is over there.
Shut the fuck up. but they're booking all the goats. So
and Mustafa,
you better stop this. Who's on the cover of Pro Wrestling Illustrated this week? It's not
no idea. I don't read magazines because it's not 1994 Reigns. Anymore.
It's not Romid Reigns. It's not fucking the bum cousins either. It's Mustafa Ali. Put some respect.
Yeah, no one reads magazines anymore.
And it sounds like you're being racist during Ramadan. I'd appreciate it if you stopped this. Continuing on,
I'm not. Muhammad Hassan's the greatest Asian Middle Eastern wrestler of all time.
And the fact that we did that also shows during our World Cup shows how bad we are about knowing New Japan. We had all that talent. We're just like, yeah, we'll meme Muhammad Hassan all the way through.
I just wanted to meme Muhammad Hassan into the winning. So yeah,
if any of our listeners watchers are from anywhere in the continent of Asia, we're so sorry.
I'm not sorry. I apologize for absolutely nothing.
Oh, I voted for him.
Do it again.
I feel bad for it, but I voted for him because I was like, Muhammad Hassan deserves some respect, dude, where he's gonna get it here. Like,
I'll do it again.
But regardless, we are booking New Japan today. We have a nice new Japan roster, and we're hoping to put together something cool. We're gonna try to stay true to the style. It's not going to be very rich on storylines, or at least on storylines for the American audience.
Like Americanized wrestling, like the there is that difference between. I think that's the biggest reason why I can't really get into New Japan is because, like, I like the style, like I like strong style, like I like hard hitting, like obviously I like Gunther. Like Gunther is one of my favorites, and I like that style of like just beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah,
but I need some story in there, and don't really get enough of it when I watch New Japan.
For me, it was never much about the stories, but it's also a little bit less flippy than I like. But I think that's starting to change a little bit with some of the talent that's coming in. And like, I feel like they're getting guys with better movesets, because like, I like the presentation of Okada in AEW right now. I'm not feeling his moveset in New Japan very much. And Kenny Omega, I feel like, has a better moveset in AEW because he's spamming V triggers less. Like, better. Like, people will say his matches were better in New Japan, but his moveset, I think he does more. He has a deeper bag in AEW.
I agree with that.
He's trying to headbutt people less. He's trying to like just knee.
He's not just doing the V trigger 84 times.
Yeah. Because like, it's not about how hard he can knee somebody in the head. He has to like keep a bunch of brain rotted Gen Z teenagers interested in his matches. So he's got to, you know, do like a moonsault here and a fucking vertebraker and a Michinoku driver. And like, he's got to mix it up more. But I'll say in my New Japan watching experience recently, David Finlay's grown on me. I really didn't like him for a little bit. He's grown on me. Sonata and David Finlay at some point recently, we saw that the other night. Had a good match. Really liked it. Even though Sonata's kind of mid. You'd think that the one match I would have watched was David Finlay versus Nick Nemeth, but that's the one I've been meaning to catch up on really bad.
I'm sorry you don't have that on a loop.
I know. I need to get that and Tanahashi Riddle going like ASAP. That whole show I need to just watch through. But our show will be the one that you'll want to watch, hopefully.
Well, yeah, by the way, John's back on the Matt Riddle train.
Yeah, I'm back to support Matt Riddle. Travis listened to his interview with Awani and said, you know, bro sounds kind of innocent. And I was like, wait, if Travis could say that, let me see what he's on to. So I listened to it. I actually gave Ariel Helwani a chance. And I was like, you know what? Matt Riddle may just actually be innocent. Which I wanted that to happen because, one, you don't want terrible things to happen, but also because you want, you know, talent you like to not be terrible people.
True.
So I'm pulling up my doc now to write this card. But yeah, I'm team Matt Riddle again. Free Matt Riddle. He ain't do shit.
Well, he is free.
He is free. He's free from the chains of the Fed.
And he did do shit. It's called cocaine.
Hey, we were talking about this before we started. Other than that one time at Victory Road, when have hard drugs made somebody worse in the ring during their prime?
It may have just shortened their prime or their life, but...
During their prime, though, Coke Shawn Michaels, amazing. Perk Angle, amazing. Meth Hardy, other than that one time, amazing. Crack Riddle, amazing. The list goes on and on.
New Jack,
amazing. That
just New Jack, because he was always on whatever.
Yeah, just New Jack, yeah. And I love New Jack matches. I love his style. That's probably what I shouldn't defend publicly. But like,
In-ring New Jack, I kind of fuck with New Jack in-ring, even though it's just dumb and chaos. Outside of the ring, though, no.
Yeah, fuck New Jack
outside even the ring. In the ring, it's no.
Yeah, a lot of the shit he did was in the ring, too. But, like, when he was such, like, an over baby face in ECW for a reason. Like, you just, like,
baby face and he's trying to stab people.
Yeah, because like basically heels would be doing some fuck shit, and then like you hear the New Jack song play, and he comes and beats the shit out of him. It was very Stone Cold esque. I'm surprised he wasn't an even bigger deal in ECW, probably because of his character, like his actual character as a person.
Yeah, probably because if you made him world champion, he might be on the news the next day for stabbing someone.
But god damn, do I love watching his stuff. You have a roster pulled up, right, D-Money?
Yep. Okay. So do you want to... how do we start last week? I think we started from the bottom up, right?
Yeah, I believe so. We start with the opening match, and then we work our way up. I'm pulling up the roster as we speak, so I don't forget who we drafted.
Do you think you should start off with a tag team match? So obviously, with New Japan style, it's going to be less flippy. So we're not going to be doing like ladder matches or like... anything like that. It's going to be more straightforward. So right. I'm thinking We do.
We have some tag teams that we're trying to rebrand and give a new identity. So I'm thinking we should have them. We should maybe do a tag team showcase of some kind.
Yeah. So I'm thinking the Coffee Brothers versus AOP.
Yep.
Versus British Strong Style versus the Good Brothers. Like, I know we aren't.
Ooh, I kind of want to mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster there a little more.
Do you want to switch out AOP for them?
Between all those.
I just, the only reason I said the Good Brothers is because they are over in New Japan.
Yeah, and they're probably the most, like, not. I mean, this is already very NXT coded, you know?
Right.
Which, you know, Prime NXT, given that a shot of that into any company is good, you know? But
in Japan, they're legends, and
yeah,
I think they'd eat the pin and put over a new team or one of the other teams. But having like that name recognition, I think would be important.
I'm spelling like buns. Tag team showcase of the Good Brothers versus the Coffee Brothers. Versus British Strong Style.
Then Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan.
Yep.
Flash
and
Morgan.
And they don't really fit the style, but I think we added them for the reason of like giving them something more of what they need. Like you get some gimmicky with Flash Morgan Webster, not Flash Gordon. Like you give them some of the gimmicky, and he'll be really gimmicky there because there's nobody to outshine him. And
right. You get
flippy with them. And
it's a good change of pace for, like, especially in this match.
And AOP can be like, they can either like beat the shit out of somebody as goons, they can join a faction, or they can even beat up the winners of this match and debut.
Right.
So we'll do winners later as we book the stories and everything. But that's a good opening match.
Okay.
All right.
So should we get some of the ladies in next?
Oh, yes, because we kind of have it as like a – I mean, New Japan is a women's division now, you know, but they haven't always.
Well, so I was thinking – not Shimmer.
Stardom.
Stardom. I couldn't think of the name.
Stardom is what kind of we called it.
Yeah, Stardom. So like Stardom-New Japan combination here.
Hmm.
So I think – what about Sheeta versus Natalya?
Sheeta versus Natalya. I'm kind of looking at the roster. Or what if we did Emi Sakura versus Natalya? Because they kind of play similar roles.
I'm not mad at that. Like two legends going head to head.
Yeah.
Like a dream match.
Yeah. And they both. If we wanted, we could even put career on the line or something.
Career versus career?
Yeah. Give some heat to this thing. Lose, rest, or retire. Don't forget a space for the winner.
Loser leaves wrestling.
And then... I think we should get a nice mid-card match. Our mid-card's kind of nice.
So, I think we have to... We definitely have to do something with Zack Sabre Jr. So, what about Zack Sabre Jr. versus Matt Riddle?
I was thinking that, but I kind of want to put Matt Riddle in the main event. But... that's actually a banging match, though. I'm seeing if there's anybody else that I think would be better in that spot. I have a weird one, but it might be really awesome. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Keith Lee.
I'm not mad at it.
That could really like wake Keith Lee up. I feel like that's what we sent him here for. He needs to have a fucking banger to wake himself up.
True. And I could see Zach's. Yeah, we can do that, Zach. It's a good mid-card match. in the size difference.
Yeah, I don't think Zack Sabre Jr. ever wrestles big guys.
No, I feel like he's usually in the juniors. So
yeah.
So this could be a good mid-card match. Then I feel like this, and then after we should probably do a juniors match.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I kind of have one in mind.
What did you have in mind?
I was thinking Jonathan Gresham versus Hook.
Ooh, yeah, that's nice.
A good technical masterpiece. Some good old wrestling.
Yeah, that's going to be a fucking ass beater. Yeah, that's a good one. Ooh. Our New Japan roster is better than I remember it being. This is going to be a good card. Like, we got some like weird ones with our first couple singles matches, but those are ones that could work.
But yeah, that's a good, like, they're just going to like submission holds and throws and just like Jonathan Gresham's like short. So like Hook can like throw him around, but like Gresham's also like powerful enough where it's realistic, but he can throw Hook around too and also go for like different submissions. So Hook's trying to lock in like the red hook and like wear him down, and that's gonna be some good old like wear down a limb, work on the neck.
Yeah, no, I'm with you entirely. And I was just looking at the roster and I had a weird dream match pop up, and I don't know where on the card this can be. We can move it. But okay. Sheamus versus Brian Cage.
Okay. Yeah.
They're beating some ass.
Yeah, I'm here for it. They're just beating. And then, like, Brian Cage pulls out a fucking, like, moonsault out of nowhere.
Yeah. That match is going to be fucking nice. And the cool thing about New Japan with this is that we can actually be very liberal with the amount of matches we put on this. Because, like, they do like 2-day cards, like WrestleMania, like for everything. And like they do long ass shows. They know in the States it's going to be playing at like fucking 3 a.m. So they don't like. Sean Paul says Sheamus is hitting a shooting star press. Fuck yeah.
That'd be insane. Sheamus hitting a shooting star. Has Sheamus ever gone to the top rope and hit anything?
I don't know. That's a good ass question.
Maybe a clothesline, like a jumping clothesline, but I don't think I've ever seen Sheamus like hit a moonsault. Going for a shooting star press is crazy on your first like attempt.
First dive.
He does a diving knee.
Yeah. No, that match is gonna be sick with it though. Like we could have like 10 to 12 matches on this and like not feel bad about it at all. Apparently he does do a diving knee.
I feel like we should take advantage of GOD, right? Because that's Tangaloa and Tama Tonga. That's Gorillas of Destiny, right?
Yes. Do we have both of them?
Yeah, we did. Okay. We do, and they're both in.
What do we want to do with that?
I feel like we put them in a tag team match. Maybe we do them versus AOP.
Yeah. So GOD versus AOP.
Yeah, GOD versus AOP.
Battle of the acronyms, baby. And then I think we could do another women's match here. Maybe like a multi-woman match.
Yeah. So I think we do Shayna.
See if I know how to spell fucking Baszler. That's my guess.
So Shayna versus
Layla Hirsch.
Layla Hirsch, I think, is a good pick.
See, I was not feeling Layla Hirsch at first just because, like, her, like, presentation, like, as, like, the MMA fighter. But, like, she actually had a match with Chris Statlander that made me, like, oh, she's actually kind of good at this. She's kind of nice with it.
Julia, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing that.
Want to do a four-way or a triple threat?
We can do a four-way.
Do we want to like put even numbers here at Book It?
Yeah, I do. Do we want to do Zoe Stark or Ivy Nile?
I know Zoe Stark better, so I'm going to say her.
Okay, we can do Zoe Stark. Ooh, I just had an idea. If we really want to make that scroll up a little bit, if we really want to make the Zack Saber or the Jonathan Gresham versus Hook Mask fuck even more, we can put Kyle O'Reilly in it.
Ooh, there we go. An odd number. Now we're cooking.
You know, triple threat. Just let them all like just stretch each other, the shit out of each other.
Yeah, there's going to be some weird like chain submission holds like going on.
Yeah. Like cross faces while locked in a shooting star.
Shooting star. In, like, I was thinking about Sheamus hitting a shooting star.
Locked in a sharpshooter.
Yeah, there's going to be some fucking twisting going on in that match. I like that.
I feel like that match has probably happened before. Lance Archer and...
Yeah, I think that did happen.
Yeah, and Miro. See,
I've been watching some old TNA, and it's really hard for me to believe that current Lance Archer and 2005 Lance Hoyt are the same person. Like, I don't dislike Lance Archer at all, but 2005 Lance...
There for me.
2005 Lance Hoyt was him. Like, if we got that Lance Hoyt, I'd make him the world champion today. Like, he had the best match on most of his cards back then. He was cooking.
So, we definitely got to get Finn in somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I feel like he might be in our main event, right?
Yeah, I feel like he's probably in the main event. What about Gigi? I feel like I want Gigi to fight a guy.
Which one?
Did we put Murder Grandpa on here somewhere?
Minoru Suzuki?
Yeah.
We might have kept him in AEW.
Well, I think we kept him in AEW, I think. What about Ishii? Could she fight Ishii?
She very well could fight Ishii. That's going to be a weird-ass match.
That is a weird-ass match.
This is a nasty match. I feel like this is going to get some low reviews.
Gigi versus Ishii.
Did you hear that thunderclap behind me?
No, I didn't.
Okay, we got a thunderstorm. It's coming way late, but it's popping off right now. So Gigi Dolin versus Ishii. We might workshop that one, but that's a weird-ass idea. Dolin is gonna die, says Sean Paul, and I believe him.
That's the whole thing. Like, she takes a beating, but like he can't put her down, and we can even like make it like a death match.
Oh, good God!
Remember, the whole reason we put Gigi in New Japan is because we were gonna make her like the hardcore, like
Because I always forget what like her indie run was like.
Yeah, so we can have her
like Toxic Attraction,
right? You think of Toxic Attraction version of Gigi, but like in the indie, she was doing like death matches and like not necessarily death matches, but like hardcore shit.
Yeah,
so that's what my thought was, have her go against if Murder Grandpa was still on. If we had him in New Japan, would have her do versus him, but her versus Ishii works too. They can beat he can beat the shit out of her, but then she can use weapons to like overcome it and win.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else who we feel like we absolutely need to get on that wouldn't be in the main event?
That wouldn't be the main event. I'm just gonna list the people I think we should have on here. Chad Gable.
Yeah, we definitely need a Gable.
David Finlay. We should probably have Evil. Pac, maybe. Jack Perry. Maybe Kenta. TJP maybe, Miro maybe, Archer, Riddle.
So I feel like Riddle,
And then like all
Claudio.
these main eventers at the end. Also, if we wanted to go full Enochism, we could have done Baszler, Shafir, fucking Hirsch, and Van Zant
The triple as a
as
fatal
a four-way,
four-way.
like in that when that in the place of that match, we could have gone full Enochism with that.
Yeah, true.
See, I know what Enochism is. I've heard of New Japan. I know a thing. Nakamura definitely. Sonata, I don't feel like has to make an event.
No,
And
I feel like Nakamura definitely needs to be in. So
we got
maybe do
suggested
Nakamura.
Kenta versus Chad Gable, and
I'm not mad at
we had a request, please no Enochism.
that. I'm actually
understandable.
not mad at it. Kenta versus Chad Gable.
I feel like, I mean, Chad Gable's probably carrying that because Kenta's washed, but
Yeah,
Chad
but
Gable in a singles match is a must. And we could maybe work, like, if we want to switch somebody around to put Chad Gable in the main event, we very well could.
right, yeah.
Depending on, we just got to decide what we're doing with our main event.
How many matches are we at right now?
We're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And we could even do like, the last New Japan event. Let me see how long that was.
This is where Tony Khan learned how to book. That's why every pay-per-view is fucking 13 matches long, and every match is fucking 20 minutes long. Like freaking Miro versus I'm trying to think of a jobber in AEW. Evil Uno doesn't need to be tw a 25-minute match.
Was that
You
the
do
New
this in
Japan 52nd anniversary
10.
show?
I will
No.
say, I know I plugged this book before on this show and other shows. I learned a lot about New Japan and like all Japan, really, a lot from listening to the Terry Funk book, like a lot of
Oh.
the history. Because like I didn't realize like there was an act, there was a wrestling war in Japan before there was the one in the U.S.
Trying to figure out which event was like the last one. So, like, look at how many matches it was. Oh, that was the Sapporo. Okay. How long was this? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, they did 10 matches on this card.
So I think I feel like tens and like a good amount.
Yeah, and if we need to like take out a match or a person or something like that,
Right.
we can do that. Trying to just find space in our car because we actually got kind of excited. Like, if we need to lose a match, we could definitely lose the intergender match. We could lose. We could do something different with Sabre Jr. Like, we could lose Keith Lee for sure.
So do you want to do so? I feel like for so obviously, so who do we think is in the main event? Let's start there. So I think Finn Balor, obviously,
We also
in
just
a
put some
return.
titles. Do we just want to say like New Japan World Championship?
Yeah, the IWG, it's still IWGP, right?
I think. What I still don't get the difference between IWGP and New Japan Pro Wrestling. What is that?
It's like stands for something. I don't remember, to be honest. International Wrestling Grand Prix. It's New Japan's governing body.
Gotcha. Okay. Who's gonna be our world champion going into this? I mean, Naito's the current world champion, so that makes sense.
So yeah, Naito.
Tetsuya. See, I wish this is the perfect situation for an elimination chamber.
Versus Finn Balor. Versus Claudio.
Versus Claudio. See,
Castagnoli.
I don't know if I put Claudio in the main event.
You know, like, what? I throw kinda, him in that. Throw him in that match with. What's their face? Kyle O'Reilly and Hook.
Then we'd have two fatal four ways.
Fuck it. New Japan does like 18 freaking triple tag team matches a show.
And then, I don't know. All I know is that Jack Perry and Matt Riddle got to be on this card.
Nakamura.
Versus Nakamura. We getting very NXT pilled.
Well, Nakamura is a legend, man.
For sure.
He's him. And then Naito, Finn, which Finn's a legend there too. Nakamura, Matt Riddle, I would throw in here too.
We might as well just call this Joe Fatal Four Way like WWE back in the day.
I've never watched that pay per view. Now that I like think about it,
I can't remember if I ever did either.
But it's a like I feel like it's one of those things like, oh, this is a great idea until you realize this is a terrible
I don't know. Maybe we can. I feel like the world title match should be a singles match. And then we could just do like one or two more mid-card matches and make it 12.
Okay, we can do that. So do we want to move? So do we want to do Naito versus Finn for the world title?
Him or Nakamura?
We can
do like American people, like let's say like say Matt Finn. Riddle for like Finn or like Jack Perry for the strong title in the mid card. So Naito versus Balor. That's a good meaning.
Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully Balor's not washed.
So then who should Sean Paul suggested LIJ versus Bullet Club versus Chaos versus the King of Bros. I don't know if we have all those people to do it.
Ooh.
Also,
we're desperate for multi-man match. We just need to eliminate. You know what, New Japan? Can you just buy the Elimination Chamber?
Also, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Bullet Club should have died when All Elite Wrestling started.
Mm. I would have used Bullet Club Gold as a reason not to anymore. But even they're washed, kind of, because they don't have Rock Hard on TV right now. Man, AEW's injury bug is awful. Because even like in the mid card, like losing Juice Robinson, that hurts.
Yeah, no Bang Bang Gang. Also, I feel like you could do the same shtick, but just not say it's Bullet Club.
Yeah, that's true.
So we
could do the New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong.
So I feel like we definitely got to get global. Okay, so the global is where they have like Americans, right?
And just people from all over, yeah. We could do a triple threat for this.
Okay, so Matt Riddle. So maybe we put Claudio in here.
Well, I was also thinking maybe Pac in here as well.
Yeah. Move take Claudio out of there. So that was kind of just like we gotta put him somewhere. Yeah. Put Claudio here. Pac versus Pac.
There we go. Yeah, triple threat. I know that this is the title Nick Nemeth has. We'll pretend it's that square one that Matt Riddle has. But we don't have fucking Tanahashi on this card. That's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
well,
Tanahashi's the president, and Jack Perry's doing this edgy gimmick. We could do Tanahashi versus Jack Perry.
Yeah, do it. For control of the company.
Shit. Hey, Jack Perry, owner of the company, I'm with that. Real glass. Hey, New Japan needs a storyline like this. Winners, president of New Japan Pro Wrestling.
That is wild.
And Tanahashi will put P for president instead of champion there.
And I think that's like there's gonna be people who just don't make it.
Yeah.
Like Miro, so, I like Miro, but he doesn't need to be on the
card. So some notable people that were missing, if we want to like make a substitution match, because I think that Gigi Dolin Ishii match can be lost. We're currently not using Sonata, Jay White, which Jay White's a fraud anyway. AEW exposed him. Lance Archer. He's notable. Miro's notable. Looking through. And then Evil and Wheeler Yuta, David Finlay. Maybe we could do a six-man tag or something.
Yeah, we could do a six-man tag.
David Finlay.
I know.
Yeah.
So Evil, David Finlay, and Jay White.
Yeah, some kind of weird Bullet Club fucking story.
Because Evil was in Bullet Club, right? At one point.
At some fucking point. God, we gotta start watching New Japan.
To be honest, I'm not going to. Watch the truth. Maybe like one offs, but like I'm not gonna consistently watch New Japan.
I want to watch some more of it.
I'm not gonna get up at like 2 a.m. to watch a pay per view.
Y'all do it for some like Fed fucking.
No, I didn't do it. No, I didn't do it for Elimination Chamber. They got up at like 5 a.m. for Elimination Chamber.
Sean makes a great point. What if Miro faced East Ishii instead of Gigi Dolin?
I'm good with that.
Miro versus sorry, Gigi Dolin. Your deathmatch queen run just... I think Miro is a better match for that. Evil...
take Layla Hirsch out and put Gigi.
Deal. No more Nokiism here. Who are they facing again? They're facing we got people. We could say Lance Archer.
Lance Archer.
Sonata.
Sonata and
random ass.
Wheeler Yuta.
I think we got a better option than Wheeler Yuta. We could do like TJP or Tom Lawler or something.
Do TJP. Well, Lance TJP's Archer. Bullet Club, though, isn't he?
No, he's in some other faction where he wears
like, or, that. Yeah, you're right. You're right. He's not in Bullet Club.
TJP and who was the other person we said? Sonata. Actual New Japan fans, you're probably...
Well, he's in United Empire.
Actual New Japan fans were like, what the fuck is this? But they're probably thinking that for our whole card and roster. So, sorry, I'm working on it. I like Matt Riddle, I like Nick Nemeth, and I'm working on it, okay? I know what two of their championships are. I know who the Sean president is. I know
TJP is United Empire.
I know they're about to have some real glass, you know what I'm saying? Isn't that enough?
Isn't that enough?
What about Ray?
So I think we got everybody that we needed to again.
Yeah, we got a pretty complete card. This is going to be like an overnight in the States fucking extravaganza. I don't know if it's Wrestle Kingdom or anything like that.
No, I don't think it's Wrestle Kingdom, but
it's... But it's something big-ish. I couldn't tell you which show because we don't watch New Japan. We're such posers right now. And Kenny's not even here to save us, to bail us out right now. Cry Me a River, real glass.
That's the name of the pay-per-view.
Cry Me a River. Yes, that's
New Japan, Cry Me a River.
God, the ironic Jack Perry fandom is crazy. Hey, speaking of Ariel Helwani interviews, I also read the highlights of the CM Punk one. Fuck him. Cry Me a River, Phil.
He finally came.
Oh. You're holding it on that one. Ew. Just get it out.
He's home. He finally came home. They always do. I can't wait till Dolph comes home.
he ain't going back there. They ain't gonna pay him $2 million to sit on the bench again.
He lost that cushy gig,
bro. Bro,
now he's gonna actually fucking work.
I know. Now he's just fucking wrestling his ass off. He's like, God damn it, I have to fucking wrestle.
Like, I was living the dream.
He was like, I thought I was gonna get to be a comedian forever. Fuck this. Like,
he's just secretly pissed.
Yeah, like, no, he's damn like, it. I have to work fucking TNA, New Japan, fucking fly across the country. God damn it, damn it, damn it. And I have to put up with my fucking brother right about coattails. Fuck.
It's shocking to me that his brother's as old as he is. I thought he was like in his early 20s. Like,
he looks great for his age.
That motherfucker's like 35.
Hey, he's still the future.
No.
we respect Ryan Nemeth around here.
No, we don't. Ryan Nemeth is not him ever. He's never going to be Nemeth
is good. Shut up.
He's 39, bro.
And this man is like, LA Knight just got to the Fed like at 39.
Yeah, but he was already a world champion like in TNA.
Okay. And Ryan Nemeth already is a great filmmaker, so shut up.
He's a great filmmaker. He's so LA Knight's 2 years older.
Yeah, and there's two more years till Ryan Nemeth's that age. So give him time. Let him cook. Let it play out, bro, as the Fed fans say.
It did 39 years ago.
His birth.
When he didn't get the talent his brother did.
Damn. Our tag team showcase. So, I think our storyline is going to be pretty light for this, but it could just kind of be the Good Brothers coming back from WWE, doing their, hey, we got canned again. We're back. out come these other teams, talking some shit.
Yeah.
Nothing too simple, nothing too complicated. My preference says that Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan to win this, but
I'm not mad at that. It gives them some validity. They beat they pinned the Good Brothers.
Are they still in WWE?
Who, Good Brothers?
No, Flash Morgan Webster and Mark Andrews.
No.
Okay, I'm like, where have they been? What have they been doing? I feel like they're both like unique enough. So. Like, they're both unique enough and cool enough wrestlers to get some buzz. I don't know why, like, they just never caught on.
They're in the indies.
Like, Flash Morgan Webster's a cool fucking gimmick. Mark Andrews does a band and that, and he's not bad at either. I don't get it. They're both gas. And what little exposure they got. But I like that.
Yeah, I think when WWE shut down NXT UK, they were one of the casualties.
Brutal work.
Yeah, they were one of the people, but like one of the groups and teams that didn't make the like transition over.
Yeah, they gotta get employed somewhere. I think they're TV ready, or not even necessarily together, like just as singles competitors too. Like, all right,
yeah, they're good.
Career versus career. Emi Sakura versus Natalya. Who are we retiring?
Natalya wins.
Natalya wins. Retires Emi Sakura. Ooh. I think a lot of like fans who have not respected Natalya for a while would be pretty mad at that. So she gets some crazy heel heat.
Yeah, I think she gets some crazy heel heat. And she can have a good, decent run in New Japan.
Yeah, New Japan / Stardom, however it all works.
Yeah.
We're still figuring that out.
Yeah. I'm counting it as the same thing.
Hey, for this next match, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Keith Lee, I think Keith Lee should win it.
I agree. I think Zack Sabre Jr. stretches the shit out of him and like works his lower body and whatever, but I think eventually Keith Lee hits him with a BBC.
Hey, I agree with that. We're basking in his glory. We're getting that glory fucking back.
Yeah, because right now his glory is empty. There is no glory.
There is nothing to be basking in right now besides Baskin Robbins.
I thought Baskin Robbins, but I didn't want to say it. Thanks for taking the heat.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'll be the heel. But no, Keith Lee getting a real dub, having a good match. This could be the career revival he needs.
He needs it.
Yeah, he needs out of AEW. It's not doing anybody any favors, him being there.
No. It's not doing AEW any favors. It's not doing him any favors. Like, that's a fall off. Like,
yeah.
The fall off on him is, like, historically. And, like, for it, like, it's not, like, drug related or, like, anything like he did. Like,
it's not even like he lost all the ability either. He's right, had
outside stuff or anything. Like, it just, the fall off is insane.
Yeah. I think he just, like, he didn't even lose his ability. He lost his aura somehow.
Yeah.
Which really sucks for him because, like, he's got all the skill. I think this will show that. And getting canned from a second major company would, like, light a fire under his ass to, like, get back to where he was. I'd really enjoy seeing that happen for him. Next up, we got Gresham versus Hook versus Kyle O'Reilly.
I think Hook wins this and puts another, like, feather in his cap.
Yeah.
To beat, like, two, I was going to say legends, but I don't know if I would use that word for those two. Two veterans.
Well-respected wrestlers.
Yeah, well-respected wrestlers.
Yeah, and I think it would force Hook to kind of deepen his bag a little bit because you can't be a triple threat just throwing people very much. And with guys like that, you got to be able to fucking hang. So I think he would definitely grow doing that match. Yeah. I wasn't going to say that. He's never going to lose a match, but, like,
I think AEW has kind of has done him a disservice because he's becomes very stale.
Yeah. And, like, he's not getting the reps he needs in certain ways. Like, he's winning matches. Yeah. He's doing matches. He's good. But, like, at some point there's got to be that.
It can't just be suplex. Red Hook, go home.
Yeah, because then you're creating just another Brock, but you're creating a tiny Brock.
Right.
And you don't want that. You want somebody who's got more to them.
Right.
Especially in a company like AEW, where they'll turn on that shit really fast.
Yeah.
So I think this would be a great match for him to
make. Yeah, I know he won't leave, but I feel like Hook could benefit from going, not necessarily WWE, but, like,
yeah,
to, like, working the indies.
Yeah, doing to, like, even just a G1 run. Like,
yeah, like, to force him to, like, deepen, like you said, deepen his bag.
Yeah, he just needs, like, more moves, and he needs to, like, be forced to, like, tell a different story of his match. What the Samoa Joe match kind of did. That was very well received, so much so that Eric Bischoff even said something good about AEW. Like, and you know that's fucking rare. So I think that was good for him, where he's, like, not the bigger star and, like, has to take all the bumps and, like, has to be an underdog. At his size, he needs to know how to do that.
Right.
Sheamus versus Brian Cage.
I'm going to say Brian Cage. Brian Cage wins, gets a big win over a former WWE champion. Like, it's a competitive match. Back and forth, but I think Brian Cage could use the win more than Sheamus.
I agree with that. Even though, like, Sheamus is debuting, like, Brian Cage, he just doesn't get the dubs he deserves.
And you can even have Sheamus, like, turn heel here, yeah, or, like, after the match, like, hit a bro kick.
But even if he loses in, like, a roll-up or something stupid, like, he can just get pissed and, like, turn heel or align himself with a faction or do something like that. He'd probably align himself with a faction to New Japan. So I think that's what would happen. He'd kick somebody, get handed somebody's t-shirt, and, like, plug and join. G.O.D. versus AOP. I think we got to give that to AOP.
Yeah, I feel like AOP needs the win here. Like, I feel like
They're a rebuilding act. Yeah,
they're a rebuilding act. Girls of Destiny can eat the owl and still be viewed favorably in New Japan.
Yeah. AOP trying to, like, we place them here because they have, like, the strength and the size. like to do that style, but like they're really bland in WWE because they're like, how many of that team and like gimmick and like has been a thing in WWE? Like they're so just but like they have like a cool look and like they have a cool idea, and like maybe if they went to a situation like this where they were forced to like be challenged more,
I agree,
they could and really grow.
Yeah, and like we said, the Gorilla of Destiny can take an L here and like the next night just be fine, be perfectly fine.
Yeah,
especially in New Japan, like they're legends. They'll be fine.
Yeah. All right, women's fatal four way. Who we got?
So, I'm gonna say Shayna wins by choking out Gigi, but Gigi refuses to tap. Like she has Gigi in like the rear naked choke, like squeezing her hard, and but Gigi refuses to tap out and passes out. So that's Gigi looks strong, like because she doesn't tap out, but Shayna looks strong too because she gets the win. She wins the fatal four away, but and she also like makes her chokes her out, which is what they should have done with Shayna and Becky.
Yeah, for but, sure. I don't know why Becky didn't even want to win that fucking match.
No, Becky's like, Shayna should win this. It makes sense for Shayna to win, and but Vince. Like, I get the idea, like, you don't want to hurt Becky's stock because she was like, it's like peak Becky, but
it was like she would have been fine. Time and she's going away. Like,
yeah, and she would have been fine. Like, I feel like she could have, you could have had her like not tap out, just have her pass out.
Yeah.
And you essentially build Shayna into a star, and Becky can come out the next night and say, yeah, you won the match, but I never tapped.
Yeah, and like then they had to do, you know what the worst thing for Becky's stock was? Squashing Bianca and becoming big time Beck. So like,
yeah, true.
That shit was booty.
Which I like big time Becks, but it's obviously not as good as the man, which she's going back to when she's doing really well again with the man.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta go back to your bread and butter.
But I get why they did it, because they were at the time. I don't know if they ever will. They weren't going to turn Bianca, so Becky had to be the one to turn. So,
yeah. No, for it made sense. It's just, yeah.
I agree. They shouldn't have done the squash, though.
For sure. Miro versus Ishii.
I'm going to say Miro. I feel like Miro needs to win more.
Sean is also a big time Bex enjoyer. I think I enjoyed it the least.
I know Kenny hated it.
Yeah, it was a huge downgrade, but the way you explained it made sense of why it had to happen. Or not had to, but made sense to happen. But I am going Miro with this as well. Ishii's a legend. Miro's new, kind of rebuilding. Not because like he had a bad gimmick or anything, just because like he. The backstage stuff really hurt his stock.
Yeah, and being like going away. I really like the God's Favorite champion gimmick.
Yeah,
but like then I really wish they didn't bring in.
Oh yeah, CJ Perry.
I almost said Summer Rae.
Oh,
like I know that's not right.
It's not the better Perry. Jack Perry's the best.
I wish they didn't bring in CJ Perry, Lana, whatever you want to call her.
I was just like, she's still there now,
right?
And they're divorced now, so I don't know what the fuck's going on with that.
And then, well, they were still in the storyline together too, so I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, really weird.
But yeah, I feel like I agree. Miro needs to win there.
All right, Evil David Finlay and Jay White versus Lance Archer, TJP, and Sonata, the weirdest six man tag. I know. I'm going to go with Team Evil winning that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Knockoff Bullet Club.
I think David Finlay needs wins because he's been taking a lot of losses lately. Like, he lost to Sonata one-on-one. He lost to Nemeth. He did beat Jay White, and there's some story to be told with that. Jay White needs some, like, legitimacy just because he's getting exposed for being a fraud right now. And Evil, I don't know much about him. I know that, like, fans really turned on him. I don't know why. If somebody knows why people hate Evil, let us know. But New Japan fans on the internet hate Evil. So I believe you.
So I think he definitely needs, that team needs to win more than the entire third team.
Plus they're less random because they're like at least more connected with each other, while like the other team is not connected at all. All right, Kenta versus Chad Gable.
I'm going Chad Gable.
Yeah, we going Chad here. Kenta's kind of washed. Chad Gable needs dubs. He should get them. He's better.
True. He's,
oh, they hate Evil because he joined Bullet Club? Like, did they just not want him to because he's, like, a Japanese wrestler? Or, like, is it because, like, Bullet Club jumped the shark? I'm going to need to really dive into, like, why people hate Evil. I've been curious about it because, like, he seems kind of cool. Like, you know, wrestling, all over. Caps being named Evil is badass as hell. I don't know. That's just fucking sick to me.
That is a very good name. Which I'm surprised no one's taken already. Yeah. It's like taking, my name is Heel.
Yeah, but like he's been around for a long time. So who knows when he came up with that idea. Now for the global championship, which is the one that Nick Nemeth's currently holding there, international. We're doing a triple threat, Matt Riddle, Claudio, and Pac.
I'm saying Riddle.
Yeah, I'm saying Riddle retains. He's been pretty hot since his like release from WWE. He's gaining a lot of goodwill back, and me included. Like he's been a good interview where he's been like very candid about like his life, which really helps his perception because he was looking real bad in WWE when he was talking about it. Like, before he explained any of that shit, like, he was looking like a fucking monster behind the scenes. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. So he lost the match to Roman where he would never be able to face Roman again. And people were like, oh, he's buried. And then, like, he kept doing shit to where it was like, okay, I understand why they did it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, maybe they didn't get that one wrong.
Yeah, yeah. But I really do think, like, he's very Jeff Hardy-esque, but he might be Jeff Hardy who gets it together. Like, he's got a Rob Van Dam ceiling, which is fucking awesome to me. I really hope he can cash in on that and get his shit together, which it seems like he is.
He has all the talent in the world. In the ring, I like him a lot.
Yeah, and I love his gimmick, too.
Yeah, it's just outside of the ring. It's like,
Yeah, there's been just too many questions. So for president of New Japan Pro Wrestling, we got Tanahashi versus Real Glass Jack Perry. I mean,
so I'm gonna say Jack Perry wins.
Yeah, but my mind says Tanahashi, my heart says Jack Perry.
I'm gonna say Jack Perry wins, but with help. Like he doesn't win like clean.
Yeah, he got like, that new faction. What are they called? They're like wear all the black and red. They're like really like edgy and like emo borderline looking. But yeah, Jack Perry and his like little heel faction take over the whole fucking company. Jack Perry as president would be insane. Imagine. Like
He's in fucking Bullet Club.
House of Torture.
House of Torture, which is a subgroup of Bullet Club.
Oh, great. Everything's Bullet Club. it's all Bullet Club.
It's all Bullet Club.
House of Torture, yeah. House of
they
Torture.
They really did become the NWO.
They fucking did. And especially if like him and like AEW are like actually severed ties, imagine he just goes to New Japan and is like kayfabe president of the company.
Right.
Like Tony Khan, like imagine Tony Khan, like the amount of air he's punching. He loses CM Punk. because of Jack Perry.
And then Jack Perry,
he says, well, he's like mad at Jack Perry. He's like, fuck you, Jack Perry. And then New Japan makes him kayfabe president of the company. Like, and Jack Perry becomes the biggest star he's ever been. That is so fucking comedy. Tony Khan would be fucking pounding sand.
Well, he's one of the four pillars of New Japan.
He's the pillar of New Japan.
It's the pillar.
And then our main event for the New Japan Pro Wrestling, or the IWGP, excuse me, World Championship. Tetsuya Naito, the current actual champion, and Finn Balor.
So, I know we talked all this shit about Bullet Club, but Finn Balor wins, and he reforms the original Bullet Club.
Oh, God damn it. See, I'm kind of on Team Naito winning, because, like, he's been their best champion for a while, because they had a string of just mid-pack prior. Like, they had Sanada, who's pretty mid, and then before that, wasn't it Jay White?
They had
a dark age in New Japan for sure, like where they were just not cooking. So I'm rocking with Naito there.
I'm not mad at it. We can do Naito.
I was say we don't have Kenny here as a tiebreaker. He may not be a deadbeat dad like Rey Mysterio, but he's a deadbeat podcaster. We're whooping his ass.
So maybe Naito wins, and then after the match, Finn Balor, like, they shake hands, but then Finn Balor, like, low blows him or something.
Yeah, and some big turn.
And that's when the new Bullet Club reunites. So Finn Balor, Good Brothers, and Bad Luck Fail.
There we go.
Or Fale. Something like that.
So to summarize, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Cry Me a River. Which is hilarious that the show is named that. Jack Perry now owns the company in kayfabe. God, we're such terrible New Japan fans. So Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster won a tag team showcase between the Good Brothers, the Coffee Brothers, and British Strong Style. Career versus career. Emi Sakura faced Natalya. Natalya won, retiring Emi Sakura. Zack Sabre Jr. and Keith Lee had a one-on-one match where Keith Lee won. Jonathan Gresham, Hook, and Kyle O'Reilly had a triple threat where Hook won. Brian Cage defeated Sheamus one-on-one with a potential Sheamus heel turn afterwards. G.O.D. versus AOP. AOP won. We had a women's fatal four-way where Shayna Baszler choked out Gigi Dolin, defeating also Julia and Zoe Stark. Miro versus Ishii one-on-one. Miro gets a clean dub. And then in the weirdest six-man tag team match, Evil, David Finlay, and Jay White defeated Lance Archer, TJP, and Sonata. Kenta faces Chad Gable one-on-one, and Chad Gable gets the dub. Matt Riddle retains the New Japan Global Championship against Claudio and Pac.
We're going to make Pac eat the pin.
Pac eat the pin? Fuck him. Oh, I'm so tired of his shit. I have like a weird hate for Pac, because like, I think he's actually a good wrestler, right? But like, I just hate the way he's booked, and I feel like he influences that pretty heavily. Given the stories and such, the sheets, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the way he handled the Enzo thing, the visa issues to lose the Hangman and Kenny Omega or whatever. I don't fucking like it. And then like he wins all these belts in AEW for no reason. Because I've never heard a time where like Pac has had a stronger crowd reaction than his opponent. I don't think ever. Like since like 205 Live, and even then Enzo ruined that. So for president of New Japan Pro Wrestling, Tanahashi loses his position to Jack Perry. And then for the World Championship, Naito retains against Finn Balor with a Finn Balor heel turn after the match. And that has been New Japan Pro Wrestling.
You mean Cry New Jack Perry Pro Wrestling.
New Jack Perry Pro Wrestling. Fuck.
New Jack Perry Wrestling.
Hey, New Jack Perry Wrestling, Cry Me a River. If you actually watch New Japan, we're so sorry. We tried. I apologize for nothing. This is the same podcast that made Muhammad Hassan the best Asian wrestler in the world, and then we gave Jack Perry control of New Japan. Yeah, if
We're agents of chaos. We're probably never going to be allowed in Japan, but
yeah, it's okay. Japan drops a missile on Oklahoma and upstate New York, we understand.
We know why.
Yeah. So D Money, where can they find you?
They can find me on all the things. So the TikToks, the Twitters, the Twitches, all those the threads. That's still a thing. Wow. It is. I was on it the other day.
People on it, or was it just you?
No, there were other people on it. There was one of the posts was literally like, "Oh shit, I forgot this was a thing."
Damn.
But you can find me on all that stuff at DamoneyT13. So that's DamoneyT13. You can also follow go to Reach for the Ropes Wrestling, which is the Facebook group that we met up, me and John met on, as well as Travis and Kenny. Well, I met Kenny through Travis, but still, but a bunch of people, it's just a good wrestling community. And you can watch, on Twitch, the Twitch for, Reach for the Ropes Wrestling. We have Reach for the Ropes Wrestling. We have our universe mode. This past Saturday, we had Charged WrestleTor Charged,
yes.
Edition. And each Wednesday, we have Charge, which I'm one of the commentators for, Golden Gary Glitz. So you can also check that out.
All right. And I'll plug for the Bad Guy. Where you can find him is at Bad Guy Spoken on all social media. He keeps all of his million shows on the YouTube channel at Bad Guy Spoken, where you can find Hood Movie Review. He sings it better, where he reviews your favorite Hood movies and now Tubi movies. He's got the Unbiased Football podcast on there with TK. And, of course, the Bad Guy Has Spoken podcast itself. Raunchy Degenerate Behavior happens on there. Just all around good collection of content. And you can find extra content on TikTok as well. And if you want to find me, your host, anywhere, it would be in the Reach for the Ropes Wrestling community on Facebook groups. I know it's kind of a boomer way to do things, but the discussion threads in there are awesome, and you can catch Book It being live streamed early. So you don't have to wait till it drops on Spotify. You don't have to wait till it drops on YouTube. You can watch with us live, drop comments, and contribute to the show live. So if you want to do that, you can do that on our Twitter page for Book It. You can do that on the T13 Media YouTube, or you can do that in Reach for the Ropes Wrestling Discussions on Facebook. And with that said, it's another episode of Book It. In the book,
buy some merch. T13media.com.
Those new shirts Mike made are gas. So is our new logo.
Well, you can't buy my merch, but yet.
Oh, did it get struck again?
It got struck again.
Fuck, they came with the green.
But kind of, I guess, of a preview, but we'll kind of preview this. So at some point, once we get through the WrestleMania season, by the way, did you know I'm going to WrestleMania?
The new Jericho
crew. Once we get past through that season, we're gonna do like a contest for you guys, the audience, to come up with like my new design, which hopefully doesn't get fucking copyrighted. So we'll have that contest up probably end of April, early May. Hopefully we'll get more details on that, but kind of a preview. Look for where
to should have bought like 5 D Money pieces of merch before that design got struck and done a raffle. For the limited edition D Money merch,
because we had two got struck down. We changed it. I give up on that design.
It sucks because like we've had so many parody designs. Like we've done like, which should I even like list the parodies so that or that get their attention?
Yeah, no, we're fine. There are
we've done like the Bad Guy Pornhub parody. Like we've done the fucking Applebee's parody for my most recent shirt. The Enzo parody for my former shirt. We did the fucking SmackDown parody. I'm surprised the Fed didn't strike us for that. We have so many parody shirts.
Travis has the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles parody, which is
very,
very close.
Geek in the Sheets logo is like the PlayStation logo. Like
The Teenage, or not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, apparently the people over at Monopoly.
And Demote is the fucking Monopoly band. And that's what gets them. And what's funny is that they made the green like to change the logo. And was the Monopoly man black on both of them?
Yes.
Okay. And that's different from the Monopoly band. And they still went after him. It's got to be racist.
It's racism. It's Hasbro. Monopoly. Hasbro, we got a problem.
Hey, Monopoly, I'm playing fucking Sorry instead. I'll play any other board game. Q's and Q's, Secret Hitler, fucking Scrabble, Boggle, anything but fucking Monopoly. I'm not wasting my fucking 5 hours on that shit. I'll play Game of Life. Fuck you.
Monopoly has a monopoly on...
I hope Jack Perry becomes the president of your fucking company. Fuck you, Monopoly. You can get jumped in some real glass. Cry me a river. D-Money shirts. Cry me a river. Anyways, that has been an episode of Book It in the Books. Say the thing, Timon.
You got to say see
ya. Oh, yeah. Mike's really... Yeah, but I have to say the exact line Mike says. See ya.
Bye.